With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The word out of a public records request made by the Washington Policy Center is that talking points used by legislators to justify the governor's plan to tax farm families read, in short, farmers earn over $250,000 every year working just half-time. The WPC's Pam Lewison says she couldn't believe her eyes.
I stumbled over that little nugget in that records request, and I was just flabbergasted that anyone would consider putting out that kind of information.
Lewison says, sure, if you want to cherry pick, harvest season doesn't take all year, but come on.
By necessity, you put off all of your desk things to do. You know, farming is a business, and so you still have paperwork to do. You still have payroll things to take care of, and you have continuing education pieces as well. So that's what happens in the winter months, and it's still work. You're not just putting your feet up and doing nothing.
Lewison says some legislators have no clue.
You know, when you start looking at talking points like that, the concerning part about it is just that it further highlights how far from food production and how far from the farm some of our legislators are.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this legislative perception of farming and what this tax could mean for farmers. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.